At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. ActiveGuard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Talk sports with guys in the know.
It's embarrassing. I mean, are they not embarrassed?
It's time for Baskin and Phelps. Cleveland's Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
You know, Jeff and I are here to get better every day, to make this show closer to a championship show each and every day. When we walk into the rooms before we start this show, we think, how can we become a better team today? And no matter how bad we struggle yesterday or the day before that, we will become a better team today. We will become a better team tomorrow, especially with some of our younger players on it, like Matt Corrali. We're trying to grow him, make him a better anchor, better host. You know, and Jeff and I, as the senior members of the staff here, we are constantly striving to make your day a sports perfection each and every day. I know we don't win every day, but we will make them better. And I just want you to know that. It's from the bottom of my heart, because we're going to turn this thing around. He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. Hi, Jeff.
Do I need to lift my feet or what?
Well, you know, we're just trying to get better every day, Jeff.
Okay. So far, that hasn't worked.
Why do I feel like we're just in a we're in a tornado? This isn't even like a treadmill. It's a tornado of what happens in Berea. And we just keep spinning around. In the beginning, you know, it's a little bit slower at the top, and then it gets faster. And we continue to spin, and we continue to have to answer questions about who is the quarterback? What is the future? Is this about a draft pick? Where are we going with that? And the story continues
to spin.
Why?
Because they're all legit questions.
Oh, man.
That's why.
How you doing today, Jeff? You good?
Couldn't be finer.
Did you miss me yesterday?
Couldn't be finer. No.
That's what I thought.
Trending appropriately.
That's right. Thank you to all of our veterans yesterday. I hope that people took the time and understanding to remember what the veterans mean to our culture, our society, our freedom. Thank you to all the veterans. I just want to say that before we get going here today. A lot of things going on. Jeff, you want to dive into what we're going to do today? Why don't you lay out the show for everybody?
We have so much good stuff today. Coming up at 11 o'clock, 10:55, Kevin Stefanski will speak. We're going to hear from Dylan Gabriel. We believe in Berea sometime around the noon hour. Daryl Ryder is going to join us. Chris Rose is going to join us. Chris is at 1 o'clock, Daryl 12:40. And Paul DePodesta spoke.
He did speak.
I didn't know that he was capable of such things.
He is. It's amazing. And Paul DePodesta sat down with the Denver Post, and he talked about being a part of the Browns and the Deshaun Watson move. And for all of that, to kind of get a feel, because we don't have audio of it, we will have a dramatic read by our own Dan Menigan. Dan, how are the pipes today? Are you ready to help us out?
Well, Andy, we're a little horse. We're going to do the best that we can with what we have.
If you were a little horse, wouldn't you be a pony?
We're trending Take a lap.
Jeff, did you actually smile at that?
Ooh.
You didn't even catch it.
No.
Right over your head.
That's great.
How many sports teams are you wearing today? Jeff has multiple.
Two on today.
I see you have your UW sweatshirt on. Very impressive.
A University of Washington sweatshirt.
And what is the hat?
Some high school in Clarion, Pennsylvania.
A friend gave you that to you, or did you find that at like a shop?
It was like $5.
Ah, okay. Something to cover the
noggin. Can't go wrong with a $5 hat, Andy.
Keep you warm. Okay,
always remember that.
Let's go back to our dramatic reading here. Dan, help me again.
Piece in the Denver Post. Patrick Saunders sat down with Paul DePodesta as he's about to take over the role as the president of baseball operations for the Colorado Rockies.
Yes.
He started off, he did a Q&A with him. He wrote it as a Q&A. His first question being, why go to the NFL and then return to baseball after spending a decade with the Browns?
Excellent question. Yes.
Paul responded as such. The reason I left wasn't because I was done or I was tired of baseball or anything like that. It was, I thought, a unique challenge. I didn't have immediate plans, obviously, to come back to baseball. I knew it was going to take me a while to get my sea legs in the NFL. It was going to be like a two-year thing. I started from ground zero. I mean, I knew nothing. So I was going to have to dedicate some real years to it.
Oh, bravo.
It was sweet, dude.
It was a well-read, a well-read clip. Excellent. Jeff, why the hell did they hire him? You got to be kidding me. I mean, that was his answer. I knew it was going to be a two-year thing.
Well, his answer doesn't have anything to do with it. Andy, can he turn around a baseball franchise?
I don't care about
that
baseball.
Has struggled like crazy.
I'm looking backwards. Why? He couldn't turn around a football franchise that's
here?
Struggling.
I'll tell you why they hired him here.
Let me give you the most important. I mean, I knew nothing. Nothing. He was Schultz when he walked in. I know nothing. I know nothing about football. So hire me.
Andy.
Jeff.
If you're a really, really smart dude, so you know that we've not qualified for that. If you're a really, really smart dude, and you've worked in professional sports and your background is in analytics and that type of stuff, and you've been part of a book and you've been part of a movie and blah, 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 you're going to get opportunities. That's it. And my guess is his role here. And again, we don't know exactly what he did.
We have heard things, especially over the last week, about what exactly he did do. But
my guess is that he was and I'm not kidding, a wonderful sounding board for the Haslams. Because the Haslams didn't know anything about running a professional sports team. They ran a trucking company.
So now
they ran
a
media company.
Now you have three people that don't know anything about running a football team.
But he knows a lot about running sports, and he's a smart guy. What do companies do? They hire really smart people, and they bounce ideas off of them. I mean, you and I wish we were in such a position. Hi, we know you don't know anything about football, but we'd love to hire you. And you can stay in California. Can you just be, you know, near your phone when we want to bounce ideas off of you and maybe come to town once in a while? Sure, I'm in. Why wouldn't you?
No. I see from his perspective. And I get it.
But
you just laid
Haslams,
out his perspective.
If you're the Haslams, you hired a really smart, decent track record consultant. That to me is what he was the whole time he was here.
I mean,
John Dorsey was the GM when he was here.
Right.
All right. So, I mean, they already had people doing the football things.
Yes.
Then they bring in Andrew Berry. To what extent did DePodesta overrule anybody? I have no idea.
Well, he said, he talked about team thing here.
Can I use Dan's words from yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
He word saladed what the whole thing was with Deshaun Watson. All that is a bunch of gobbledygook.
Well, we'll hear that in a second, but I don't know. I look at this completely different. As much as I see where the dysfunction and the ripple effect of Deshaun Watson, part of this could be the dysfunction and the ripple effect of Mike Lombardi and Joe Banner. I mean, you look at where the franchise was at that point, and I think that, and here's where I give the Haslams credit for hiring him. I think they wanted a stable force that was going to be able to build a franchise, and again, stable, I think, is the key word there. because I think they had watched a franchise that had gone in and out, and then, you know, you go through the litany of coaches and general managers that this franchise has seen since, and it goes back.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in My Lowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Back to learners, obviously. But, you know, you look at this, and then you ask yourself, okay, how did you get to this point, and why would we need someone like Paul DePodesta at the time? I got to be honest with you. It just kind of bothered me that even though he said I wasn't going to be a two-year thing, which is fine. I get that. But I was starting from ground zero, and it makes you think, I don't care how smart you are. I mean, if you put someone in a room and they don't know anything about what they're doing, you shouldn't have any expectations. I knew nothing. The quote is, I knew nothing. And he knew he was going to have to dedicate some real years to do it. Jeff, you go back and you look at the events leading up to Mike Pettine becoming the head coach. And I can understand why the organization was frustrated and trying to figure out what direction they were going to go in. I mean, Mike Pettine, I like Mike. I thought he was a good coach. But he was like their 15th choice for head coach. So I think when you go back and dive into why DePodesta was here, that might give you some of the answers to why they would say, okay, we're going to try something totally different, out of the box, and we're going to try to make this happen. Unfortunately, it failed. I think that's the bigger part of the story, that it just failed. I mean, we have one playoff win. Okay. Do you see, like, I'm trying to figure out why the Haslams would have done that in the first place.
Why they hired him?
Yeah.
I told you why I think they hired him. They needed somebody really, really smart who knew something about sports.
Turns out he wasn't so smart after all. Dan, give me the next one.
No, he's still smart.
But they just didn't do well. Where's the proof that he was smart here?
I didn't say that he was smart here. I said he was obviously a smart guy with a great background in sports. That's why they hired him. If they were looking to hire a football guru, then they made the wrong hire.
They should have stayed with they had Holmgren at one point, Dorsey, Both those guys know. I mean, as much as Holmgren drove me nuts.
I mean, that's not what they hired. They hired a really smart guy to act as a consultant for them in the, as they're making their path through owning a professional sports franchise. If they thought he was going to make all the right calls on the football team, I think they were mistaken, and I think that's been proven. But I don't, you know, as he said about the Watson stuff, he didn't take the hit and didn't give the hit to anybody else either.
Right now we're talking about a story that was in the Denver newspaper, Denver Post, where Paul DePodesta sat down one-on-one with the Post, and Patrick Saunders is the guy that wrote the story. He did a Q&A with DePodesta. Earlier, you know, we read some of it. We're going to read a little bit more of it here in a second just to kind of give you, not really read it, just let you know what he said. But one of the things that he said is that he knew nothing when he took the job here in Cleveland. And that was the striking. I was like, really? He didn't know anything. And, you know, as Jeff said, he knows.
Do you believe that?
Well, I don't know why you would say that, Jeff. I mean, he's a pretty smart guy. I mean, why would you say?
My guess is, I don't know. Not meaning to interpret what he said. The guy did play football, and he actually, if I'm not mistaken, there's a line on his resume working for a Canadian Football League team, too.
Yeah.
So he did have some football background, but what he didn't have was NFL experience.
Maybe he was thrown off for the first, I don't know, 6-7 years because of the Rouge. Because you can't get that, really can't get that good.
Again,
good Rouge.
I think if you're a good sports executive, and depending, you know, like for instance, John Dorsey's background is in football,
right?
You know, and Andrew Berry's background is in football. He played and scouted and everything else. I've mentioned before Stan Kasten, who became president of the Dodgers. Well, he worked for Ted Turner and came up as in basketball, but he knew how to run a franchise, you know, and ended up with the Braves and everything else. I think it's a big picture thought more than anything. Look at Mark Shapiro. Mark played college football,
right?
Got a job here working in baseball. You know, I mean, so if you're going to say, well, what's your background? But his dad was a baseball agent. Does that qualify you to run a team? I don't know.
He definitely knew the ins and outs.
Sure.
And not only him, but his sister too. I mean, Eric Mangini's wife, Julie. Like, you ever sit down and want to have a really good sports conversation? She's another person that like gets it because her dad Ron was, I mean, high powered in Baltimore,
big time agent.
I mean, had a lot of guys. I mean, definitely a wealth of knowledge. Others. Wealth of knowledge when it comes to sports. All right, Dan. A more dramatic reading from the Denver Post, and the question was: I'll pose the question if you want to do the answer. The question was: why go to the NFL and then return to baseball? Oh, sorry, that's not the right question. I want the other one. I went to the wrong one. With the Browns, you played the part in a controversial acquisition of quarterback Deshaun Watson. The Browns sent 3 first-round picks to the Houston Texans as a part of a 6-pick trade package for Watson. It has not worked out. What was your role? Good question.
Here's what I would say, and I truly believe this. I believe that most of the decisions, especially the big ones like that, are organizational decisions, right? I'm not a believer in the king scout situation where there is one guy who makes every call. The jobs are too complex. The decisions are too hard. They impact too many things. So I always think these sort of collective decisions, it can be hard to get unanimous opinions on those types of things. Everyone who was a part of that, we all own that. We just do. That's part of the deal.
All own that. That's not what we wanted to hear.
No, I want to say, you know what? Man, I'm throwing somebody under the bus.
Yeah.
Beep, beep, beep.
We want to know. Tell us. Whose idea?
It doesn't pay him to throw anybody under the bus.
Why it does?
He's not going to do that. That's not who he is either. I mean, I do have respect for him as a man. I just think what happened here went sideways or didn't go anyways. I don't even know if it went sideways. I'll be honest with you.
We don't even know if it went.
We saw one playoff win. And it was in front of nobody during the pandemic. But still, we'll take the one win since 1999. I'm not a believer in King Scout situation where one guy makes the call. I don't know if that's good sports management or bad sports management. Would you rather have one person that says he's the boss? I mean, we've seen that, right? Dorsey was that, right? And when Dorsey
think he was.
Well, I mean, if you don't write the check, obviously you've got to answer to somebody if you want to do something. But and it's hard not to look back at Dorsey and think, you know, like, what would have happened if they would have kept him in place? I don't know. Is that the right way to run an organization? I'm not a believer in the king scout situation where there's one guy who makes every call. This organization has tried every way, and it doesn't work, Jeff.
A collaborative effort on a move like that, probably not the way to go. He even says in there, not everybody was on board. Right?
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. Said, who was a part? We all own that. We just do this part of the deal. I always think these sort of collective decisions, it can hard to be to get a unanimous opinion.
Ding, ding, ding. On those things. Stop right there.
Well, I mean, there are parts of it. Like, I don't ever remember getting a feel that Dee Podesta was 1,000% behind Watson. Again, just from little things I'd heard here and there, and that, but not that I heard that he was, but not that I heard that he wasn't. But I don't know that he was doing cartwheels when they brought Watson in, based on what I heard.
Andy, I don't know if anybody was.
You had to think they landed the quarterback they wanted to go. They were in a sweepstakes to get a quarterback.
They landed the quarterback somebody wanted.
I don't know. There's a part of me, Jeff, I mean, I hate to think this, but I think they were sitting around saying, hey, how can we improve this team? And is the quarterback the answer? And is there a once-in-a-lifetime quarterback that would be an upgrade from Baker Mayfield that we feel will take us to the promised land?
Well,
in theory,
you thought you had that guy based on what he did in Houston.
I actually think that I'd be mad if they didn't. They wanted to kick the tires on Deshaun Watson to see if they could upgrade from Baker. Would I have done that? Probably not, especially knowing all the other stuff that's going on. But it's not my money. And then they got into a bind because Baker said, I'm out of here.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And Deshaun said, I'm not coming. So they got backed into a corner on this deal. And the only way to get him at that point was to hand him a ransom. to say, okay, here's the deal. We are going to pay you like no one's ever paid a quarterback before. We are going to give you cash. We don't care what the rest of the league thinks about us. We have got to find ourselves a quarterback. And I know you said no, but you proved to us that money talks. There's no question about it. I if you were Deshaun, you'd take the deal too. Why wouldn't you? You know? Why wouldn't you have taken that deal?
Because you didn't want to come here.
I don't know, man. If I was Deshaun, I mean, no matter what you think of him, I think it's hard to think why. Who in their right mind wouldn't want to have the best contract a quarterback's ever had in the history of the league? And you had a team that was willing to give up three first-round picks to get it done. It's just, a lot of it just seems like impulse buying by the Browns is probably the right way to say that, because they were in shock. Because you know, Baker made it very clear he didn't want to come back. And he set the bridge on fire when he said that. He wasn't coming back. And it was nothing against the fans. Baker was not coming back because he had been down that road before in college.
Yeah, college, you can leave.
He figured it out. He's having success now. Whether it's great success or good success, doesn't matter.
Yeah, I know. But in the pros, you can say you want to leave and everything else, and they can tell you, great, go home and sit. You know, as long as you have a contract in place and everything else.
And I guess still got
to
pay
him. He was trying to negotiate for a big-time contract. They didn't want to give him one.
Yeah, but I don't – yeah, you're right, prior to. But I think when the Deshaun incident occurred, he didn't care about the money at that point. He was hurt. I mean, he had played hurt. And, I mean, should you have tougher skin?
Of course he cared about the money. That's what it was all about.
But that's not why he – I mean, he was still in – they could have paid him. I mean, they paid Deshaun that money.
Well, they thought Deshaun was better. That's whether
it's, I think at that point
it's obviously turned out not that way, but they clearly thought Deshaun was better. Otherwise, you don't go get him.
I look forward to a day where we don't have to talk about how this one deal impacted the entire franchise. And the only way that's going to happen is when they get a quarterback.
Andy, hate to cut you off here. Sure. We got a little bit of news coming out of Independence. Cavalier guard Darius Garland injured his left great toe during Monday night's game at Miami. This is directly from the Cleveland Cavaliers as well. Further evaluation post-game and Tuesday by the Cavaliers medical team revealed a contusion. The incident occurred during the second quarter when Garland made incidental contact with Heat forward Nikola Jovic on a drive to the basket. Garland will receive daily treatment and continue with the established post-surgery management plan. He is listed as out for tonight's game in Miami, and his return to play availability will be updated as appropriate. So Darius Garland, the left toe injury that caused him to leave the game, it is revealed to be a contusion. So good news there.
He's got a bruise.
Stubbed his toe.
Yeah,
if you're
a surgically doing repaired
to a surgically
toe.
Repaired toe, that could be an issue.
Yeah, there's no reason to play him now. Let's be honest.
He'll be safe.
Yeah, just and go get him healthy.
Hopefully, that's the extent of what this is, and it doesn't take very long to heal up.
Yeah,
gotta have him back out there.
We'd be honest. Really good. It's the NBA. Talk to me when Christmas rolls around. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be glib. I mean, it was exciting last year to have this town into basketball before Christmas, but. And it was great because they weren't losing, and it was. And you were like, "Wow, look at this team! This is fantastic!" Blah 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 blah. But when does the season really get moving, Jeff?
You tell me. Late October, when it starts.
When does it really get moving, Jeff?
Late October, when it starts.
Come on, really? You really believe that?
Yes.
Dan, do you believe that?
Yes.
You guys both believe that. What happens to you in the first month of the season? Basically doesn't matter because everybody makes the playoffs. And where you start going after Christmas, after the new year, as long as you haven't buried yourself in the standings that you can't get out and make the playoffs and have to be in the godforsaken play-in tournament, if you're a good team and you need to get healthy, you get healthy. Don't mean to burst the bubble on NBA stuff, but to me, I mean, I'm excited about our team.
The key
I like
words
our
there
team.
Were to me.
To me.
You're allowed to feel that way.
Yeah.
But we're allowed to feel the way we feel.
No, I don't think so.
Season starts. There you go.
Don't tell people underway. How to feel, man. Anyone who's ever been in a long-term relationship, don't tell people how to feel.
I'm enjoying watching NBA basketball. I'm enjoying watching the Cavs. I'm enjoying fantasy basketball.
Ah.
Season's underway, baby. Let's go.
You know what's worse than talking about a fantasy football team? Want to guess, Dan?
I didn't talk about it. I just said I'm enjoying playing fantasy basketball.
You just brought it up, man. No one was talking about fantasy basketball before.
Move along, would you?
Oh, I'll move along when I feel like moving along now.
You go ahead.
I'll do that. We're talking a little bit about this story from the Denver Post, where Paul DePodesta sat down. He answered, you know, questions about spending a decade with the Browns. And then he also talked about the Deshaun Watson decision. And, you know, Jeff and I were sitting here talking about, you know, the implications and the ripple effect of when he came in to where we are now to through Watson and, you know, kind of where things are going.
You know what I like most about that whole thing?
What? Stability?
He spoke.
Oh, that's a good point.
I mean, it was hearing from Paul DePodesta when he was here didn't happen very often.
True.
And he was the Austin Powers of the NFL. International Man of Mystery.
Ah.
Well, he's there. Boom. Q&A in the Denver Post. Hey, everybody, I'm running your team. Here's what I'm thinking. Wait a minute.
You know,
it almost seems like, okay, I'm not supposed to be front and center in Cleveland.
And maybe he knew the job when he took it, that he didn't want to be front and center. Because every time you speak...
He was the behind-the-scenes guy pulling some strings.
He was the wizard, right? Yeah. He was the wizard. Slater is in Miami, Florida. Hey, Slater, how are you?
Didn't the wizard end up being a joke at the end of that movie?
You know, it is interesting that you would bring that up.
I think it was a dream, wasn't it?
Was it? I don't know.
Yeah,
off
to see the wizard.
All I remember, I was black and white. Next thing you know, it's color. Next thing you know, I'm watching like Wicked. I don't get it. All right, what do you got, Slater?
Pretty sure it was all smoke and mirrors. I think with that entire situation, I mean, they ran the numbers and they didn't get good at anything. Like name one thing the Browns have been good at the last 9 years that DePodesta was there, and you can't say Myles Garrett
making money.
Yeah, like I had heard, and I said this last week, that whether DePodesta stayed or go, that the organization was kind of looking at analytics with analytics and saying maybe analytics isn't working. I know that sounds convoluted, but, you know, that I just think there is a part of analytics that you just don't get when it comes to talent. Like, I don't know how you measure certain abilities and talent that players have that there's no stat for it. And like when you look at it that way, you have to have somebody that understands raw talent, understands how to make talent better, and has nothing to do with analytics. And that's how good teams
win. In every sport too.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean,
you still have to coach. You still have to coach guys and you have to make guys better. And
that's true. Even with hitting in baseball, right, yeah. Jeff? I mean, it's predictability and you're trying to
figure out. You can run the numbers all day long, but you're allowed to try and help guys get better.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what coaching's all about.
Sure.
That's why we have a two-time manager of the year in town.
Yeah. Oh, we'll talk about that. Go ahead, Slater.
And I think the analytics works when there's thousands of data points. I don't think, like, baseball, analytics works for baseball. Analytics works for golf. I just don't think it works for football because there's not – I mean, there's a ton of things to analyze. But as far as – I mean, there's thousands of at-bats every year, right? There's not thousands of rushing attempts. I mean, I haven't crunched these numbers, but there's not thousands of passing attempts or receptions, you know, by single people. So I don't know.
Slater, I think you're right. I mean,
it was a 9-year experiment that just did not go well, and now we're back to where we were in 2011.
Right, Slater, you're saying, I mean, you got two variables in baseball, pitcher, batter. In every football play, you've got at least 22 variables, not to mention what referees could say about the play. That's where I totally agree with you.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. As a golf perspective, there's thousands of data points that get analyzed, and I can hit certain shots and be safe every single time. But
as long as football, you hit it where you want to hit it,
yeah,
there's another variable.
Even if it doesn't go where you want to hit it, there's still ways to play the game and still be good at it, even if it doesn't go where you want it to go. But
you've not watched my golf game, have you, Slater?
Neither one. Slater, have a good day, man. Enjoy the good weather because it's not real good up here. I hope the weather's good in Miami. Thanks, man.
Fantastic right now.
All right, appreciate you.
Great news.
All right, Dan, I'm sure your toes were curling on that analytics conversation we just had.
I mean, if you think for half a second that every team in the league isn't using any kind of advanced analytics and scouting, play calling, or anything else, then you don't know what's going on in the NFL. I mean, every single team is doing
I'm not saying not using
they
it.
They have to because they'll be behind if they don't.
Exactly.
And by the way, the Browns were the grandfather of this. Paul Brown was the originator of analytics. Whether you want to believe it or not, at least I'll give him credit for it. He did things that other teams weren't doing. And analytics is more than just numbers. It's diet. It's exercise. It's all that stuff. But
it's more than going for it on fourth down.
Correct. I agree with you.
You should go for it on fourth down?
Actually, yes. Way more often than most teams do.
And does it matter where you are in the field?
It does.
Ask the high school coach from Arkansas. He'll tell you no.
But yeah, a lot of analytics will tell you, man. The numbers, the back everything up. You should go for it a lot more on fourth down than people think.
Yeah.
Hey, is this good news? I got a little good news for you here, right? Despite what happened to the Browns, I'm looking at the NFL power rankings, and the Browns did not move in ESPN's power rankings. Congratulations.
You're assuming that they should move down?
Well, they were 29th, and they stayed 29th. And the Jets are still behind them. I don't know how that happened, but I'll take it. The Jets are 30th, but they did move up from 31.
Nice to be consistent.
And how about those Raiders? Can we hear it for the Raiders? Thank you, guys. Also, 2-7, they went from 28th to 31st.
You know what they need, don't you?
I don't know. What?
Kenny Pickett.
Oh, that'll change everything. That'll change the entire season.
I wonder, because I've been watching the Raiders and thinking, okay, Pete Carroll's coming in and trying to change things, and there's Geno, his guy. And I wonder, because Geno's not playing real well, but Geno doesn't have a whole lot around him. He has a really nice young running back. He has a great tight end. They don't have Jacoby Myers anymore. They traded him. Their line's been terrible. But is it Geno? Is it Kenny Pickett? Is Pete going to stick with Geno? I hope he plays Kenny Pickett because I want to see it.
You want to see what it looks like?
Yeah.
You want to see him have great success? You want to see him?
I just want to see him. I want to see what he can do. And you know one reason I do, Andy?
I don't know. Tell me, Jeff.
He's a free agent at the end of the year.
Oh, you're bringing him back.
Hey, they liked him enough to make him the first quarterback they brought in, and then for whatever reason disliked him or his situation enough to make him the first quarterback they got rid of.
Pre-practice injury report is out. Gentlemen, Alex Wright dealing with a quad injury, the only player not expected to practice today.
Nice. So
Alex Wright dealing with a quad injury, the only player not expected to practice today.
That's a good thing.
Well, it's interesting you look at it that way, though, because we're talking about a team that is healthy, right? This team is healthy, with the exception of Deshaun Watson.
As healthy as a football team can be in week 11.
But we're just talking about one guy missing?
Yeah, that's really good.
I think that makes it even more disappointing that they're 2-7.
Well, I mean, you've got some guys on IR on top of that. Like, DeJuan Jones is on IR. He's done for the year.
Okay.
Like, there's some guys that are there.
You got to expect a couple, right?
Well, of course. It's football. It's, you know.
Joe is in Cleveland. Hi, Joe.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's up, man?
Hi, Joe.
Good. I know that people love using analytics for sometimes, but I think analytics can be overrated a little bit because I believe in getting points, and points can easily add up, especially in a game to where if you're not scoring that much on offense, you can always just kick a couple of field goals and figure out a way how to score on offense or on defense.
I'm a little lost on what you're saying. You're saying that field goals can get you back in the game? Help me.
Yes.
One thing I have a problem with, Joe, is when teams don't take points that are available. If you're in the first quarter, second quarter, and something happened in the game and the chart tells you you're supposed to go for two, at that point of the game, just kick the extra point and put a point on the board. That's what I've always thought.
That's what I'm trying to say. Or for like, I give you an example. Say for example, if you're down 14-0, you kick one field goal 14-3. You kick another field goal 14-6. Momentum can easily build up no matter what. And then you never know. Sometimes you may score that good touchdown. You may want to go for one. Sometimes you may want to go for a 2-point conversion. But at least you got something to build upon.
All right, fair enough, Joe. Thank you.
You know, one of the silliest things...
Too much math for my brain today.
One of the silliest things I think a coach does, if it's like a 15-point game, and we've seen this before, team will go down and score a touchdown.
Yeah.
And instead of kicking the extra point to make it an 8-point game...
Get the 2-point conversion later.
They go for the 2-point conversion, don't get it, and then all of a sudden it's a 2-possession game still.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I've never understood that.
I'll be honest.
Wouldn't you want to build the momentum, get the extra point, Andy?
Yeah, I was.
Because if you can stuff it in the end zone again, you have the momentum. Boom, go for two, and there you go.
Yeah, I also don't know why teams that, you know, are down 10. Like, I was glad they kicked the field goal last week and then left the touchdown on the table.
Yeah.
And so, like, that play I always think is a smart play. The other part of it is, too, that if you're concerned about time or you need to come back, I mean, no one does it because I'm sure analytics doesn't tell you to, but say you get into field goal range, say you're down 10 and you get into field goal range with 2 minutes. Just get into field goal range, even if it's first down. I don't know. There are times when I wonder if you still need the points, take the three then, try to get the ball back, and then get the seven. I know it's harder to get the seven, but I do think there are times when yeah. that could come into play. Just, you know.
Which I think a lot of teams do that.
Oh, no one does that. Kicks early, kicks on second down, kicks on third down.
Oh, you need to save the clock.
Yeah, I mean, if you're trying to save, but teams don't do that.
Because they're going to try and get the touchdown.
Yeah, no, I get it. But I also think that if you're struggling.
They take the three on fourth down.
Yeah, it's, I don't know, it's interesting. Kevin Stefanski is talking here in about a minute or two. So I'm just curious, what do you think Kevin's saying today? Where are we?
I don't know.
He said what he said about Deshaun the other day, right, about the 21-day window.
Yeah, real good test coming up here against the Baltimore Ravens. They're coming to our building, a good AFC North football game. We're going to need our fans to get in here early so that they're able to be loud.
That's what he's going to say, Andy.
That's where he's going? There's going to be a lot of Ravens fans here this week. It happens all the time. I can't stand it. When we're not good, other teams fill the house.
I must tell you. I feel bad for Kevin at these press conferences. It's not his nature to throw anybody under the bus. It's not his nature to be overly critical of the team. And that's why he puts himself in the situation where he's just not going to give you a whole lot. And he's not going to tell you how he really feels. And I understand that, but I feel sorry for him because of it.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. ActiveGuard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.